Hello, welcome to this session titled Responding to SMS Messages with Logic Apps. My name is Nick Hauenstein. I'm a Microsoft Integration MVP, as well as Principal Software Development Engineer for QuickLearn Training. And I'll be showing you what it takes to allow your users that maybe don't have internet connectivity to query databases on-premises, taking advantage of the capabilities of Logic Apps within Azure App Service. So let's go ahead and get started. Basically, the scenario is, as a user, I want to be able to query data from the company database without an internet connection. So the way that we're going to enable this is we're going to allow users to send a text message or an SMS message that eventually gets handled by a Logic App. That Logic App is going to be responding, basically synchronously, and saying that we're going to be looking up that information so that the user doesn't sit there spamming the service waiting for content. In the meantime, that Logic App is going to be connecting to an on-premises SQL database where it can actually do the lookup. So here we're looking up the location of one of our customers that's stored in the database, and so we're able to retrieve that. Once the information is available, we can send it back to the customer, again in the form of a text message. So let's see how we're going to accomplish that. Ultimately, within the Logic App Designer, we have access to a lot of different SaaS services and connectors like the Twilio connector, here. As we add that to our Logic App Designer, unfortunately, we'll find that for Twilio, which is a service for handling SMS messages and voice calls and things like that, we actually don't have a way to trigger a new Logic App. Thankfully, the Twilio service itself, as we're provisioning out phone numbers there and different endpoints, is able to post content to a webhook address. So here we're handling an HTTP post to an endpoint that's actually an HTTP listener Logic App, or not Logic App, sorry, but a HTTP listener API app within our resource group. Now that endpoint on kind of the end of that, the relative path there is Logic App. So I'm going to go ahead and make sure that I reference that endpoint as I set up that API app within my Logic App or that connector. And so what that will look like is within the designer, I'm going to be grabbing the HTTP listener API app, and I'm going to be saying that that's what kicks off my flow. I kick off my flow by receiving an HTTP request. Now you'll remember from the Twilio site we were just looking at, we configured it to post content into our Logic App at the endpoint Logic App. So I'm going to go ahead and save that configuration to say that that's how we're listening for content. Now once we've received that, we need to act on it. In this case, we want to parse the data and return a message back to the customer, or not the customer rather, the user, to say that we've received their message. So we're going to parse that data using this parse form data API app. Choose that action, and I'm going to feed it the content that was posted in from Twilio. So I'll go ahead and save that configuration. And after we get that, we're going to get a body. Now we don't have the shape of that because it's going to be different for every message that might get posted in. In this case, we're going to be getting in a bunch of information like the content of the text message, who it was from, which number it was to, etc. So we're going to go ahead and build a response for that. Now Twilio has their own kind of variation, their own flavor of XML. And so we're going to be generating a TwiML message or Twilio markup language message from the message coming in. Now ultimately we want to make sure that we're acknowledging that we know what they sent. So we're going to grab from the body of what they sent. We're going to go ahead and dot into that. We'll see the body of the text message. And I'll be able to say we're looking up the location for customer, and then whatever they had specified in their text message. Now to send that back, this is actually a kind of a synchronous HTTP request. There's a request and there's a response. The response back is our message that we want to send back to the user. Now in this case, we haven't done the lookup yet. We're just confirming. So I'm going to use the HTTP listener again. And this time I'm not going to be using this to trigger the flow. And it's not really listening. It's sending a response on the back channel. To make sure that we're sending the right response, we're going to grab the correlation ID from the original request. And then as far as the content of the message we're sending back, well, that's going to be our TwiML message. For the status code, we'll say that everything was happy and successful, which is 200. And then for the content type, we're going to go ahead and say that it was application/XML. And that's a content type that'll make Twilio really happy to see. Now at this point, we're prepared to do the actual lookup of our data. Our data lives in a SQL Server database on-premises, in this case on my laptop. So we can actually use the Microsoft SQL connector to reach out to a database that lives on premises. So here's a database where I have the names of my customers and their locations. And so I want to query based on the name, which is going to be the body of the text message coming in, and I want to get out of that the location. So in order to do that, I'm going to configure the SQL connector to select from my customers table, and I need to basically specify the columns I'm after, in this case the location column, and my where condition. Now my condition is based on the body of the text message coming in. So I'm going to select the parsed out data, and I'm going to go ahead and dot into that and get the body. Again, my parsed out data is what was posted in from Twilio, my text message. So I want to grab the body of that, and I'm going to say, as far as my where condition is concerned, where name equals, and then in single quotes there, the body of that text message. And I'm going to go ahead and save the configuration of that. So that now becomes a query for the locations. So how do we send that back? We've already sent our synchronous reply. So in this case, we're going to use the Twilio connector and kind of asynchronously send out another message to the user saying that we've found that customer. So I'm going to say send message, and I'm going to use, as far as the what number it's from and what number it's to, I'm just going to grab the original message and swap the from and the to from that. So I'll grab my original parsed out body into both of these, and I'll dot into this and I'll say that's who it's to, and I'll dot into the second one and this is who it's from. And then for the text that we're going to be sending out in the text message, we'll say basically that the customer you've looked up is located in, you know, whatever place. So we need both information from the original message, the original query, and we need information from the SQL response. So we're going to go ahead and grab the location from the SQL response, which is actually right here. Select from customers, we got the location there. And then we also want to grab message from the original text message. So I'll grab both of those there. And I'm going to go ahead and say that the original message in this case, the name of some company, and I'll dot into that, dot body, is located in, and then my first result from that SQL connector. So I'll go ahead and say that that's what we want to send out. And I'll save the definition of that logic app. Now at this point, I actually have a phone available right here. So I just want to show that we have the phone that's real. I can turn on the screen. We can see it lighting up here. I'm also projecting that to my screen on my laptop. So I'm going to go ahead and bring this up, and we'll go ahead and search for Fabricam. Now if you remember, as you were looking at the database earlier, Fabricam is located in the USA. So sending that, I should receive my synchronous response fairly immediately as Twilio hands off that message to the logic app to process, and then I should get the result. In this case, the logic app actually processed fast enough that I'm going to get the result before my synchronous response, which is actually quite funny. It's just kind of the way that things work on the cellular network there. But we do get the result. Now I'm going to search for another customer here. So I'm going to say, how about Trey Research? And I'll type that in. Oops. Mangled their name there. Trey Research. And paste that in, and we should see a nice result from, there we go, from the logic app. So that one went more in the order that we would expect, where we get, we're looking up the location for customer Trey Research, and then Trey Research is located in Canada. So essentially in that demo, we were able to see what it looks like to handle messages coming in from SMS in our logic apps that live in the cloud. We're also able to see that logic apps can reach to on-premises resources like SQL Server and retrieve information even for those users that are not in our network and still maintain our data behind our network. As far as some additional resources for us, I have the TwyML message response API app that we used in the demo up on my GitHub account, so you can go ahead and reach out for it there. You'll also find the Parse Form Data API app posted up there. And of course, we have documentation for Twilio and logic apps. I want to thank you for watching this session, and go build great things.